श्री राधे कृष्ण गौर गौरा श्याम सुनो राधे कृष्ण की गौर दान की जय। श्री वृंदावन दास की जय। वृंदावन की जय। जगन्नाथ तुलसी भक्ति देवी की जय। नानक गौरी वैष्णव वृंद की जय। समवेत भाषा वृंद की जय। गौ प्रगनंदी भागवत समन गौरी भागवत समन गौरी भागवत समन गौरी भागवत श्री वंशी चरण का भागवत श्री सर्व भगवान ओम नमो भगवने वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवने वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवने वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
नमो विष्णुदाय कृष्ण भगवते श्रीमानी भक्तवदान्त स्वामी की नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवाणी प्रचारण निर्विशेष शनिवाणी पाठशाचरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री गोविंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। New Rishima Bhavam Kanda 5, Chapter 22, Verse 1. Raja Vacha Yareta Bhagavan Aditascha Merum Dhruvam Shaprodakshanina Parikramato Rasina Madhimokam Prachalatam Shaprodakshanam Bhagavat Upavarnitam Amusha Vayam Katam Anudmini Mahiti. King Parishit inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, my dear Lord, you have already affirmed the truth that the supremely powerful sun god travels around Dhruva Loka. With about Dhruva Loka and Mount Sumeru on his right. Yet, at the same time, the sun god faces the signs of the zodiac and keeps Sumeru and Dhruva Loka on his left. How can it reasonably accept the sun god receives with Sumeru and Dhruva Loka on both his left and right simultaneously? Sukadeva Goswami clearly answered, when a potter's wheel is moving and small hands located on that big wheel are moving with it, one can see that the motion is different from that of the wheel because they appear sometimes in one part of the wheel, sometimes on another. Similarly, the signs and constellations with Sumeru and Dhruva on their right move with the wheel of time, and the ant-like sun and other planets move with them. The sun and planets, however, are seen in different signs and constellations at different times. This indicates that emotion is different from that of the zodiac and the wheel of time itself. The original cause of the causing manifestation is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. And great saintly persons, fully aware of the Vedic principle of knowledge, offered prayers to the Supreme Person. He descended to this material world in the form of the sun to benefit all the planets and purify the fruitive activities. He divided himself into 12 parts and created seasonal forms beginning with spring. In this way, he created the seasonal qualities such as heat, cold, and so on. According to the system of four varnas and four ashramas, people generally worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayana, who is situated as the sun god. In great faith, they worship the Supreme Personality as the super soul according to ritualistic ceremonies handed down in the three Vedas, such as Agnihotra, and similar higher and lower fruit of acts, and according to the process of mystic yoga. In this way, they very easily attain the ultimate goal of life. The sun god, who is Narayana or Vishnu, the soul of all the worlds, is situated in outer space between the upper and lower portions of the universe. Passing through 12 months on the wheel of time, the sun comes in touch with 12 different signs of the zodiac and assumes 12 different names according to those signs. The aggregate of those 12 months is called a samvatsara, or an entire year. According to lunar calculations, two fortnights, one of the waxing and one of the waning, form 1 month. That same period is one day and night for the planet of Pitaloka. According to stellar constellations, calculations, a month equals 2 1/4 constellations. When the sun travels for 2 months, a season passes, and therefore the seasonal changes are considered parts of the body of the year. Thus, the time the sun takes to rotate through half of outer space is called an ayana, or its period of movement in the north and the south. The sun god has three speeds, slow, fast, and moderate. The time he takes to travel entirely around the sphere of heaven, earth, and space at these three speeds is referred to by learned scholars by the five names Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Ida, Vatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara. Therefore, according to solar astronomical calculations, each year extends 6 days beyond the calendar year, and according to lunar calculations, each year is 6 days shorter. And therefore, because of the movement of the sun and moon, there's a difference of 12 days between the solar and lunar calendars. As the Samvatsara, Parivatsara, Ida, Vatsara, Anuvatsara, and Vatsara pass by, 2 extra months are added within each 5 years. This makes a 6th Samvatsara, and because that Samvatsara is extra, the solar system is calculated according to the above 5 names. Above the rays of the sunshine at a distance of 100,000 yojanas is the moon, which travels at a speed faster than that of the sun. In 2 lunar fortnights, the moon travels through the equivalent of a Samvatsara of the sun in 2.25 days. It passes through a month of the sun, and in 1 day it passes through a fortnight of the sun. Prabhupada, when we take into account that the moon is 100,000 yojanas or 800,000 miles above the rays of the sunshine, it's very surprising that the modern excursions to the moon could be possible. Since the moon is so distant, how space people should be going is a doubtful mystery. Modern scientific calculations are subject to change, to one change after another, and therefore they are uncertain, except the calculations of the Vedic literature. These Vedic calculations are steady. The astronomical calculations made long ago and recorded in the Vedic literature are correct even now. Whether the Vedic calculations or modern ones are better may remain a mystery for others, but as far as we are concerned, we accept the Vedic calculations to be correct. Where the moon is waxing, the illuminating portions of it increase daily, thus creating day for the demigods and night for the pitas. When the moon is waning, however, it causes night for the demigods and day for the pitas. In this way, the moon passes through each constellation of stars in 30 muhurtas, an entire day. The moon is the source of the very coolness that influences the growth of food grains, and therefore the moon god is considered the life of all living entities. He is constantly called Jiva, the chief living being within the universe. Because the moon is full of all potentialities, it represents the influence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The moon is the predominating deity of everyone's mind, and therefore the moon god is called Manomaya. He is also called Annamaya because he gives potency to all herbs and plants, and is called Amritamaya because he's the source of life for all living entities. The moon pleases the demigods, pitas, human beings, animals, birds, reptiles, trees, plants, and all other living entities. Everyone is satisfied with the presence of the moon. Therefore, the moon is also called Sarvamaya, all-pervading. There are many stars located 200,000 yojanas above the moon. By the will, supreme will of the Supreme Personality of God, they are fixed to the wheel of time, and thus they rotate with Mount Meru on their right, their motion being different from that of the sun. There are 28 important stars headed by Abhijit. Purport, the stars referred to wind are 1,600,000 miles above the sun, and thus they are 4 million miles above the earth. Some 1,600,000 miles above this group of stars is the planet Venus, which moves at almost exactly the same pace as the sun, according to Swiss slow and moderate movements. Sometimes Venus moves behind the sun, sometimes in front of the sun, and sometimes along with it. Venus nullifies the influence of planets that are obstacles to rainfall. Consequently, its presence causes rainfall and is therefore considered very favorable for all living beings within the universe. This has been accepted by learned scholars. Mercury is described to be similar to Venus, and then it moves sometimes behind the sun, sometimes in front of the sun, and sometimes along with it. It is 1,600,000 miles above Venus, or 7,200,000 miles above Earth. Mercury, which is the sun of the moon, is almost always very auspicious for the inhabitants of the universe, but when it does not move along with the sun, it provokes cyclones, dust, irregular rainfall, and waterless clouds, and this way creates terrible conditions due to inadequate or excessive rainfall. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Mercury, or 8,800,000 miles above Earth, is the planet Mars. If this planet does not travel in a crooked way, it crosses through each zodiac sign in three fortnights, and in this way travels through all 12, one after another. It almost always creates unfavorable conditions in respect to rainfall and other influences. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Mars, or 10,400,000 miles above Earth, is the planet Jupiter, which travels through one sign of the zodiac within the period of a parivatsara. If its movement is not curved, the planet Jupiter is favorable to the Brahmanas of the universe. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Jupiter, or 12 million miles above Earth, is the planet Saturn, which passes through one sign of the zodiac in 30 months and covers the entire zodiac circle in 30 anuvatsaras. This planet is almost as always very inauspicious for the universal situation. Situated 8,800,000 miles above Saturn, or 20,800,000 miles above Earth, are the seven saintly sages who are always thinking of the well-being of the inhabitants of the universe. They circumambulate the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu known as Rugaloka, the pole star. Purport Madhvacharya quotes the following verse from the Brahmanda Purana. Jnana nandatmano Vishnu sushumara vapushyata urdvalokeshu savyapta adidadayas tad asrata. Lord Vishnu is the source of knowledge and transcendental bliss, has assumed the form as Sishumara in the seventh heaven, which is situated in the topmost level of the universe. All the other planets, beginning with the sun, exist under the shelter of the Sishumara planetary system. So, that describes the orbits of the planets and the nakshatras. So, according to this, we have the sun described in the previous chapter, and here we have the orbits of the different planets. So, we have the moon, of course, and then we have Venus and Mercury and Mars and Jupiter and Saturn. And according to this description, progressively higher and higher and higher in that order. So, the highest one is Saturn, and the lowest one is the moon. Of course, the sun was described previously as being lower. At the same time, the sun is way out on Manasottara mountain range, which is very, very far in this direction, horizontally. It goes quite far in the other direction, whereas the moon, it doesn't say how far out it is. In one sense, the sun is very, very far away because it's way out on Manasottara mountain range. So, anyway, we have the distances above the Bhumandala of these different planets, but we don't have their exact orbits, how they rotate, where they're rotating around at different levels, higher and higher until we get to Saturn. And then above that, of course, we're getting the, of course, the Dhruvaloka at the very, very top in the center, which doesn't revolve at all because it's in line with Mount Meru in the center. But anyway, you go upwards. But beyond that, of course, we're getting higher planetary systems, that is, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka, way up, much, much further up. So what is described here is more or less at the bottom, just above the Earth, that sphere. And above that we have huge amounts of space also. So these systems move around. All the planets are moving. The sun is moving. And the moon are moving. And at the same time, we have them moving against the background of the stars in the sky. That's how we determine the movements of the planets, because they move in relation to the stars. So the sun moves through the zodiac signs, one after the other, and it takes 1 month for each zodiac sign for it to pass, and it gets through the whole sign, then it is 1 year. Whereas the moon goes very fast, and in 27 days, it goes through all the signs. So these lunar days and nights are measured in terms of the nakshatras, more or less. Or we could say also tithis. So there are 27 nakshatras, and the moon goes through these 27 nakshatras, which are smaller divisions than zodiac signs. Because from 12 zodiac signs to make 360 degrees, where we have 27 nakshatras making 360 degrees. So there are subdivisions. So the moon travels approximately 1 day, one nakshatra, like this, around. And the whole system is also moving around, because if you look at the night sky, you will see the whole positions of everything gradually moves. From sunset onward, you see gradually the stars moving this way. So everything is moving, including the planets, but then the planets are moving also in relation to the stars in the sky. So some planets move fast, some planets move slow. So the moon moves the fastest. And 27 days it goes around the whole zodiac. And the sun is relatively slower. But slower than that is Jupiter. And slower than that is Saturn. So Saturn takes about 27 years or so to go around the whole zodiac. And Jupiter takes about 12 years to go around. So they each have their cycles, or their yearly cycles, but a long year of Jupiter and a longer year of Saturn to go all the way around. So generally we measure things in terms of the sun. The sun goes around once in 12 months. And in addition, the sun is also going from Uttarayana to Dakshinayana. That is gradually, it seems to go up and raise up in its orbit, and then it goes down in its orbits as it goes. Passes through summertime, it goes up, and then it goes through wintertime, it goes down. So therefore we get shorter days as the night in the wintertime. So these are phenomena that we can observe from the Earth. And all societies, all civilizations have done that. The Egyptians, the Babylonians, or the Indians, and whatever. People of India have always observed these movements of the planets against the zodiac signs and constellations. So that is what is recorded here. The only unique thing, of course, is that here it's also describing distances above the Bhumandala, where these different planets are. So they are a distance above the Bhumandala, plus they're also a distance outwards from Mount Meru, and they're all rotating around. But the sun is considered probably the outer limit, where it resides on the Manasatara mountain range, which is way, quite far away around. So everything is revolving around. That is, the planets are revolving around, and the stars are revolving around, according to our position, what we see here, because we see the stars moving and the planets moving. So, and this, what this does is, it creates days and nights, and years. In other words, it's a measurement of time. Of course, we measure by the sun's years, but of course other planets like Jupiter and Saturn move much slower. So they have years also in one sense, but we go generally by the sun, because according to the sun, we also determine seasons which repeat themselves. So every year we get a winter, every year we get a summer, according to that. So this is why all these planets are there, why they're moving in this particular manner, is that they are, let's say, arranged by the Supreme Lord to act in this particular way. And the other point is that, from our practical point of view, that they are signs. So in astrology, as is mentioned here, the Mars and Saturn are generally considered inauspicious in their movements. So, whereas the Moon and the Venus and Mercury tend to be auspicious in their movements. So, according to astrology, the planets within the constellations and the zodiac signs and their combination creates good and bad effects. So therefore we can interpret karma, an individual according to this, and predict a particular good and bad activity. So in other words, this arrangement of movements of planets, etc., that we see is not only creating seasons, but it also is a record of karma of individuals.
How many hours?
What is that?
It
varies, because a titi is measured in terms of distance between the sun and the moon. And we divide the distance up equally, but, and of course the sun is always moving and the moon is always moving, and the moon is moving faster. So we have 15 plus 15 makes 30 titis. Chaturdasi, up to Chaturdasi plus Purnima is one, and then after Chaturdasi, Navabhasidasi, so we have 30 divisions of the zodiac, of 360 degrees, you could say, which means 12 degrees each. So, the distance is always equal, but the speed of the moon is different. So sometimes it'll be 24 hours to go 12 degrees, sometimes it'll be 26 hours to go 12 degrees the distance between sun and moon. Sometimes it'll be 23 hours or even 22 hours. And the reason for that, of course, is scientifically, from a modern point of view, is that the moon's orbit is not circular around the Earth, it is elliptical. Yeah? So therefore, from our point of view, though we can divide the distance as equal, the distance it goes is much longer in some cases and shorter in other cases, because it's not a complete circle around the Earth. So therefore, the titis are of varying lengths in terms of hours. So it's quite a complicated system of how to calculate the length of a titi. But that is done in astronomy.
There seems to be a connection between light and moon. Every time something is going crazy or lost, what relationship between light and moon?
Well, the mind actually is under the control of the moon. The moon is the deity of the mind. The moon deity. So, therefore, when the moon goes through different phases, it also affects the mind because of that reason.
Is there some credence in this belief that I thought that if somebody is on a death rate, then it's very difficult for him to cross from our side. Usually they will expire in that portion of the moon is the.
Well, that is because the whole body is affected by the moon also. In other words, the body is made out of water, and you see the tides are affected by the moon, the ocean. So the body also is affected by the phases of the moon. So Amavasya generally means it's weak. So that means the flow in the body is also weak in one sense. So possibly that time that the body becomes weaker because of that, no energy or whatever. Puni much stronger.
Three planets only once in a year. What about higher planets? Each and every planet there is a sun. Each and every planet there is a separate sun or once in a year.
Each planet has a sun.
Every
universe. Each universe has a sun, not each planet. Each universe has one sun.
mentioned Bhumandala, Earth planet. Mandala consists of many planets. So what they are saying is obviously Earth planet. Earth planet is what we are now doing. We have different continents like Asia, Antarctica. The Bhumandala consists of all the planets today.
No, Bhumandala is only the Varshas and Dvipas, not planets.
What is a planet?
Huh?
You can consider Earth as a planet?
Well, that's controversial. Whether we call Bhugola only Varsha, whether we call it Jambudvipa, or whether we call all the Dvipas, that is a little bit vague in the definition. I think most people would not prefer to call it the whole of the Bhumandala. But they may take it as Varsha or Jambudvipa or whatever, and put Mount Meru as the North Pole or something like that. But it's all interpretive. Nobody really knows or can explain it.
చూస్తాం.